Rick Miumma is taking over as president of Wichita State University amid the COVID-19 pandemic and following the sudden departure of former president Jay Golden and basketball coach Greg Marshall. He sat down with Suzanne Perez of the Kansas News Service to talk about his new role.
So my first question is, you've been named WSU's 15th president. So talk about what it feels like to have the official title.
It feels really good. What I really am excited about is for the institution. It's been in transition for almost 3 years. That's been more difficult than I think people realize. I'm not understanding what the future direction of the university is. And so now we have a president in place that I think people are comfortable with and are looking forward to moving the university forward in a positive way.
You mentioned coming into sort of a university in transition, and part of that is the unexplained resignation of former President Jay Golden. How do you rebuild trust among faculty and staff and students and the community around WSU after that?
It's not unusual for a president to resign. It's not unusual for a president to pass away. What is unusual about our circumstance is that it happened over a very short period of time. And that created a lot of anxiety on campus. Faculty, staff, and students are what drive the university. Yes, we have presidents that provide a vision, but you can have a vision, but if you don't have a way to execute it through interaction with faculty, staff, and students, you can't move forward.
So Jay Golden faced criticism from donors and others over his handling of the Ivanka Trump commencement speech. Had you been in the presidency at that time, how would you have handled that situation?
She was a recorded commencement address that was recorded many weeks ahead of actually when it was released. It was pretty innocuous and more congratulatory. I think probably the best thing at that time was to allow that to go forward and let people know, hey, if you don't want to watch it or listen, you don't have to. I think people, although would be upset about this, of course, as time went on, I think they would understand why that was important to allow that to go forward.
Another big hit to Wichita State over the past year is the departure of men's basketball coach Greg Marshall. He'd been accused of verbally and physically abusing players. The results of an investigation into those accusations have never been made public. Do you plan to release any details about that investigation moving forward?
People often think when you have these situations that there's winners and losers. There's only losers in this situation. We needed to make a decision, a mutual decision with former coach Greg Marshall. We agreed that we would come to an agreement in terms of his resignation and how that would play out, and so we won't be releasing any more information.
You know, how do you assure that you can tell the community that you're being as transparent as possible?
I think people believe that, oh, if you get this piece of information, that you're going to win somehow on this. You're going to benefit somehow. You know, my concern was the protection of the players, first and foremost, and my other concern is to protect the university.
So you're the first openly gay president of WSU. What do you think your appointment means for LGBTQ people as well as the Wichita and Kansas community as a whole?
I want to just say that that's one aspect of me. What I'm interested in as the president is fully supporting the entire university, regardless of whether you're gay, straight, white, black. None of this should really matter, right? I'm very appreciative of being appointed to the university president position, but I'm quite sure that's not the reason why I was. I think that they were more interested in what I was thinking about in terms of the vision of the university and how I was willing to come up with some new ideas about how I think we should move forward, but also supporting everybody at the university.
That was Wichita State President Rick Miumma speaking with Suzanne Perez. The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, KMUW, Kansas Public Radio, and High Plains Public Radio. It reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy.